Welcome to the Vending Technology Watch podcast, part three in our series on cashless vending costs. In our earlier podcasts, we discussed the transaction fee and the gateway fee with John Powell, a cashless vending consultant. Today, I want John to review the third leg in the stool of cashless vending cost, the hardware fee, or the hardware cost. John, how does the equipment factor into the overall cost?
The third component of the vending transaction cost is the equipment. And if we take an average equipment price somewhere in the neighborhood of $200, $210 for the cost of additional credit card equipment, and that could come in the form of either a USA Tech wedge reader, which is around $200, that has full vending or full credit card transaction capability in it, or whether you are simply adding credit card transaction capability to an existing system like a Cantaloupe system or a Crane system or an MEI system, and you've already got that telemetry box in the machine and you're simply adding a cashless bezel to it, the cashless bezel still runs somewhere in the $125 price range, give or take some, and you still have to calculate in the cost of sending a service tech out to the machine to take the dollar bill acceptor out, swap the bezel off, and reinstall it. So I think $200, give or take a little, is probably a fair range for the equipment price. I would recommend a three-year amortization for that, since it is electronic equipment. If you do that, you come up with right around a $70 per year cost. If you factor that $70 per year cost in at the dollar vend price, that adds an additional 7%. Bringing your total cost of cashless vending up over 26% at the larger volume machine, your total cost is 9.5%.
At this point, I think we'll end this podcast. We've reviewed the key cost components. In our next podcast, we'll explore where we are today in the evolution of cashless vending and what the future holds.